Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and thanks for joining me this morning on Mental Note. Mental Note is just all about current events, thoughts and discussion on current events, what's going on in the news now, you know, what is everybody talking about. First of all, I want to jump right in and talk about Ellen DeGeneres. Did you all hear that she went to a shelter, got a dog, took the dog home, and I think she has two cats, and she was trying to get the dog acclimated to the cats. So she took the dog home, took the dog to the training facility or to the vet so that the dog could be trained to be around the cats, but it was just too much. She couldn't handle it. The dog never did become acclimated. So she decides to give the dog to her neighbor or her neighbor's kids. Well, the shelter finds out about it, tells Ellen that, you know, she violated the rules of the shelter and made the girls give up the dog. So Ellen had to go and get the dog, or the people went and got the dog and took the dog from the kids. And, you know, Ellen thought she was doing a really good thing just by taking the dog, you know, putting the dog in another household where the dog can be loved and taken care of and the whole nine. And, I mean, they just blasted her for it. And, you know, she's on her show. She was on her show, I think that was yesterday, pleading, you know, to the shelter, please give the dog back to the children. It was just hilarious. I was like, wow. You would think that the shelter would be happy that, you know, she found the dog a good home, that she just didn't take it somewhere and drop it off, God forbid. But, you know, she went through all of this to try and make sure the dog had a good place to live, and she spent all this money getting the dog, trying to get it acclimated to her household. It just didn't happen. So she decided to give it to the girls, and look what happens. I mean, you know, they are really going all the way out with this. I mean, they're just saying, you know, no, it's against the rules. When you sign the contract, you should have saw, or excuse me, you should have seen where you couldn't do that, where that was against the rules. So there you go. You go, you try to save a dog. I mean, isn't it something how, I mean, people are really in an uproar about these animals? You know, we all know about the thing with Michael Vick and the dogs and him doing the dog fighting out in Virginia and just how big of a deal was made out of that. I mean, of course it's against the law, and I do understand that, but, I mean, you would think that we have more serious things to be thinking about and making a big deal about than dog fighting or killing dogs. I mean, I'm a pet lover myself. I have a little Westie that I've had for 9-10 years now that I love. He's like one of my kids. But at the same time, I know the difference between him and my children. So, or, you know, dogs and a human being. I think that's, you know, I think sometimes things are just taken a bit too far in certain circumstances. And I think energy could be put on a lot more crucial things to our society, like, you know, kids going hungry, the dropout rate of children in school, the drug abuse, people homeless, you know, things of that nature, things that are killing human beings that we should be in an uproar about and we should be making a big deal about that sometimes just overlooked. You know, it's not that big of a deal, so that's what's on my mind this morning. And then also, you know, I was looking at the news and saw T.I., you know, the big rapper T.I. here in Atlanta, understand that he had illegal weapons. He's a felon or something. He's already been to prison or been to jail. He's a felon. And the FBI caught him with, or the ATF caught him with weapons of mass destruction, meaning like machine guns with silencers on them, and he's in jail right now. couldn't accept his awards. You know, the BET Hip Hop Awards was just this past weekend. They aired it last night on BET, and he couldn't accept his award because he is in jail. So I think that's kind of sad. I mean, you think, you know, you get to a certain level in life or you have, by God's grace, you have escaped some pitfalls in your life. You know, you go through things, you do wrong things, and God allows you to keep moving forward, and then you continue to do things. Of course, he hasn't been proven guilty yet, so we won't just say that, you know, he did what they say he did, but the way it looks is like he did what they say he did. So we'll see. Another thing today, I am into horoscopes. And when I say into it, I think I like it for entertainment purposes. And I also think that sometimes it can be relative. So I am going to be reading everyone's horoscope today. Fun, fun, fun. All right. So let's start. Today is Thursday, October 18th. 2007, and we will start with Aries, March 21st through April 19th. So if you were born March 21st through April 19th, you are an Aries, and your horoscope today says, there could be an uneasy encounter today between your boss at work and one of your associates. Although you might not want to get involved, you still may end up playing a role to resolve the problem. Your direct approach could help each person be heard by the other. No matter what, maintain objectivity as you strive to create common ground. Okay, Aries? The next horoscope we're going to be reading is Taurus. If you were born between April 20th through May 20th, you are a Taurus, and your horoscope says, you may need to alter your plans, but don't waste energy brooding about it. You will be much better off if you let go and just make the necessary adjustments. There's no reason to take the changes personally. No one is trying to ruin your day. If you can be adaptable, you may find joy where you least expect it. Okay, our next horoscope is Gemini. If you were born between May 21st and June 20th, then you are a Gemini. A serious discussion about your feelings could lead to a change of priorities for you. You strive to understand the hidden patterns in your life now so you can bring more meaning into everything you do. You must, however, make a commitment in order to reap the rewards of your disciplined efforts, sacrifice, and one of your less essential interests in the name of success. Next horoscope is Cancer. If you were born between June 21st and July 22nd, then you are a Cancer. You might assume that a relationship is heading one way, but it might turn in another direction. If you are thinking about a partner in one light, everything could change. Releasing your old expectations and rules will allow you to connect with someone in a different way. Flexibility opens the door to new possibilities for happiness. The next horoscope is Leo. That would be me, July 23rd through August 22nd. And what does my horoscope say? Although you might want to be more creative today, it could be challenging to turn your ideas into finished products. Uh-oh. Rather than jumping into a new project, learn a useful skill to apply later on. Find an experienced teacher to show you what you need to know, but don't take any shortcuts. Your self-expression can benefit now from patience and commitment. All righty then. The next horoscope is Virgo. If you were born between August 23rd through September 22nd, then you are a Virgo. Although you may feel hesitant to express your feelings, some of the traditional rules about love and romance can be tossed out the window if your intentions are good. Of course, you won't be able to set aside your high standards. It's just that the fussier aspects of your personality don't need to get in the way of what you want today, The next horoscope is Libra. If you're born between September 23rd and October 22nd, then you are a Libra, which is it's your time now because today is October 18th. So Libra, here you go. Even if your home feels pretty well organized, you still might want to move furniture or rearrange pictures to prevent boredom. Making changes in your living space isn't to be taken lightly because it can be a catalyst for larger shifts that need to occur. This is more about adding movement than creating something that will endure. The vision that you express now can bring new energy to other areas of your life as well. The next horoscope is Scorpio. If you were born between October 23rd through November 21st, then you are a Scorpio. Your mind is particularly sharp today, and your tongue might be as well. Your comments are likely to be particularly pointed these days and can elicit a defensive reaction from others. Oddly, the more accurate you are with what you say, the more difficult it may be for someone to accept your remarks graciously. Be gentle with those around you and with yourself, too. The next horoscope is Sagittarius. If you were born between November 22nd through December 21st, then you are a Sagittarius. Your energy is difficult to restrain as you swing from serious and judgmental to playful and lighthearted today. This might seem a bit weird, but don't be hard on yourself for your strange moods. Problems may arise of rigidity, said Sid. So stay loose and enjoy the whole spectrum of feelings that carry you through the day. The next horoscope is Capricorn. If you were born between December 23rd and January 19th, then you are a Capricorn. You may be feeling the difference between what others expect of you at work and what you want to do for yourself. Normally, when faced with this dilemma, you respond responsibly, but today it might make more sense to fulfill your own needs first. Do something out of character, like taking a bit of time to explore without a map, a watch, or a schedule. Just follow your heart without setting a goal. And even if this is too far to stretch, dreaming about it is an admirable start. The next horoscope is Aquarius. If you were born between January 20th through February 18th, then you are an Aquarius. You are on an adventure into the unknown where you can meet interesting people who have something to teach you. Your basic assumptions about normalcy may be tested and you could find yourself far from home. Luckily, you are equipped to appreciate the extraordinary diversity of the human species, even when it gets weird. So have fun on your little excursion to other worlds and beyond. Our last horoscope of today is Pisces. If you were born between February 19th through March 20th, then you are a Pisces. Others are eager to place their trust in you today beyond what is to be expected. Maybe this because of your compassionate and non-judgmental nature. Your fuzzy boundaries could be even less clear now, allowing you to connect with and understand individuals who otherwise might not let anyone close. You can learn a lot from them as long as you are willing to expand your own range of expression. Okay, guys, that's our horoscopes for today, October 18th, 2007. Continue to tune in to Mental Note because I will be reading the horoscopes, thanks courtesy of AOL Horoscopes. I also just want to leave you guys with, I'm very diverse, so I will be leaving you with a scripture from the Bible. And it's going to be John 8th chapter, starting at the 11th verse. And this is just a preface. This is when Jesus was speaking to the lady, the adulterous lady, that they wanted to stone, that the Pharisees wanted to stone. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of the life. That's what Jesus said, at John 8th chapter 12th verse. Okay? And he also said, John 8:7 verse said, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." Meaning that thou shalt not judge. Jesus is the only person who can judge, okay? So throw your rocks down when you get ready to judge people, because if you judge, you shall be judged. Okay, thanks for joining me on Mental Note. I had a wonderful time speaking with you this morning. Enjoy your day. I'm signing off, Stephanie Summerhill, Purpose Vision.